Welcome to Zeresh Yiddishkeit English Podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Zeresh Yiddishkeit on the Parsha, Parsha Veschonon. I am sure that you have witnessed the following. A nice boy or girl in your class, or an easy child of a close relative or friend, never asks for any breaks or gute Sachen, sweets and treats, and never gets them. However, the child who is not so easy and whines and crutches for all types of things seems to get them. Totally unfair. Or maybe not. Let's see. It is written in this week's Parsha. Veschanan el Hashem be'esahi lemor. And Moshe beseeched Hashem saying, Ebra no, ve'ere es oretz ha'toiva asher be'eva yadein ho'hor ha'toiva zeh v'al havonin. Please let me cross over and see the good land on the other side of the Yarden, the good hill country and the Levonin. V'yisabeh Hashem bi lemanchem lo shomei lai. And Hashem was angry with me because of you, and Hashem didn't listen to me. V'yom Hashem elai rav loch al tosif dab elai oid b'dor hazeh. And Hashem told me, enough. Don't speak to me about this matter anymore. And the next pasuk says, Alei Rosh HaPisga V'soi Necha Yoma V'tzafoyne V'seimona Mizrachu Re'e Be'necha Ki Lo Yisavor Es HaYaden Hazeh. Go up to the summit of Pisgah and gaze about to the west, the north, the south, and the east. Look at it well, for you shall not go across the Yarden. The Gemara in Brachas comments on these pesukim. Rabbi Loza said, prayer is greater than good deeds. The proof? There was none greater in the performance of good deeds more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, his request was granted only through prayer. As it is stated concerning Moshe's beseeching Hashem to see Eretz Yisrael, speak more, no more to me. And right next to this it says, go up to the summit of Pisgah. Tosfos explains that the good deeds that Rabbi Elazar mentioned are good deeds without prayer. The Shimshin asks, why did Tosfos have to explain this? How could it be different? It makes no sense that Rabbi Elazar meant that prayer is greater than good deeds and prayer. That's obvious. See, even without Tosfos telling us that good deeds means good deeds without prayer, we would figure this out ourselves. Why then did Tosfos explain this? The Rav Shimshon answers this question by asking and answering another question. Why did Rabbi Elazar need to prove that prayer is greater than good deeds? It is written in the Gemara in Brachas, later on, that prayer is so powerful that Hashem even answers the prayer of a thief that prays before he goes to steal. On the other hand, one good deed of a rasha or a thief surely cannot help him be successful in his bad endeavors. This one good act is surely but to berov, void and wiped out by the majority of his many, many bad acts. From this we see that prayer is more powerful than good deeds, so why did Rabbi Elazar have to learn this from Moshe? The Rav Shimshon answers that Rabbi Elazar does not mean to prove that a single prayer is more powerful than a single good and virtuous act. This we see already from the fact that Hashem answers the thief's prayer. Rather, Rabbi Elazar says that one prayer is more powerful than a person that does all the mitzvahs and does no sins except that he doesn't daven for his own personal needs. This we cannot learn from the thief, because the thief doesn't do all the mitzvahs and he does lots and lots of aveiros. This is also the meaning of what Tosfos means when he wrote that the good deeds that Rabbi Elazar is referring to is good deeds without davening. He means to say that the prayer a person davens to Hashem is more powerful even than a person who performed all the good deeds in the world except for davening itself. This is something we could not know by ourselves, but we have to learn this from Moshe. The Rav Shimshon asks another question. What is the proof from Moshe that prayer is greater than good deeds? It could be that both prayer and good deeds are equally powerful, but neither one of them was powerful enough for Hashem to allow Moshe to see Eretz Yisrael. It was only Moshe's prayers, in addition to all the good deeds that he did, enabled him to see Eretz Yisrael. What is the proof that prayer by itself is more powerful than good deeds? The Rishon answers this question built on two ideas. Firstly, Rashi comments in the Pasuk, "And at that time I beseeched Hashem, Veschonen el Hashem," the Tzaddikim ask Hashem to answer their prayers not in the merit of their good deeds, but rather as a chesed and as a gracious gift from Hashem. Secondly, it is written in Ashrei, Ritzoin Yirei of Yaseh, Hashem fulfills the will of the people who fear him even if they don't ask. According to this, the Rishimsh explains Rabbi Loza's logic. Even though Moshe wanted to at least see Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe did many, many good deeds, then if Moshe had enough merits, Hashem would have let Moshe see Eretz Yisrael because Ritzoin Yirei of Yaseh. Hashem fulfills the wills of the ones who fear him, even though they don't ask. This wasn't enough, though. However, Moshe's prayer was answered after he waived the merit of his even after he waived the merit of his good deeds. Therefore, Rebbe Lazar concluded that prayer by itself is more powerful than good deeds. I always thought, and still do, that in parent-child or teacher-student relationships, this type of behavior, that the whining fetcher receives more than the good child, is very unfair. But now that I see that Hashem does conduct himself this way with us, I'm wondering if there is some validity to it, or is the Hashem-people relationship totally different? Something to think about. Thank you for listening, and the merit of your learning, the Divrei Torah of Zeres Shimshon, Hashem should honor the promise that Zeres Shimshon made for people who learn his Divrei Torah. And your eyes will see children and grandchildren like the offshoots of an olive tree around your tables, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things and wealth and honor.